Right now, going to take a look at the leaderboards. The Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour is in Boston this week, actually just outside of Boston in Norton, Massachusetts. Second leg of the four-tournament FedEx Cup playoffs, the PGA Tour's Deutsche Bank Championship at the TPC Boston, 7,200-yard par 71 track. And after two rounds of play, of course, Labor Day weekend, the Boston tournament is always a Monday Labor Day finish. So after two rounds of play, cut was held yesterday. Sean O'Hare and Jim Furyk are your leaders at 12 under par 130 after two rounds of play. O'Hare shot a 5 under par 66 and then a 7 under par 64 yesterday on his second round. Furyk began the week on Friday with an 8 under par 63, followed that up with a 4 under par round of 67 yesterday. O'Hare and Furyk are two shots ahead of Mark Leishman and Retief Goosen, who are tied for third at minus 10. You've got six men tied for fifth at 9 under par, including Dustin Johnson, Scott Verplank, Justin Leonard, Mike Weir, and John Senden. Then another stroke back at 8 under par, Jeff Ogilvie, Jason Day, Angel Cabrera, and Padraig Harrington. Tiger Woods started out the week with a 1 under par round of 70, and he was way back in the pack. And then he got himself back into contention yesterday, made the cut with a couple of shots to spare. Cut came at minus 3. And Tiger is now at 5 under par overall, 7 shots back of the leaders with 36 holes to go after a 4 under par round of 67 yesterday. But Pat, your leaders after 36 holes, Sean O'Hare, who's looking for his second win of this season, and then Jim Furyk, who, believe it or not, I think this would surprise most people. It's been over 2 years since Furyk won on the PGA Tour, his last victory, the 2007 Canadian Open.
And just, I know Furyk's getting older and things can happen, but at the same time, I think he hit 18 of 18 greens on Friday, Russ, and 15 of 18 yesterday.
That's exactly right. He's, so, he's 33 of 36 greens.
Can show you that. He's still got the great ball striking. You know, he's hitting a lot of fairways, too. Putting was good. So Jim should be winning more. I don't know. You know, he's not like he's 50 years old. Jim's, you know, still got a lot of good golf in him.
I believe he's 41 or 42, something like that.
Yeah, that's good age and doesn't have a lot of physical problems. I know he had a problem with his wrist, but at the same time, he should be winning more. I'm surprised it's been 2 years. I actually like him to close this one out. Nothing against Sean O'Hare or any of these other guys. There's a ton of guys in the pack, but as long as he's hitting greens like that, Jim's a decent enough putter that he should be able to close this out. But I will say one thing, Russ. For the first time since this FedEx Cup thing started 3 or 4 years ago, I'm actually watching it now. I mean, now it could be because football doesn't really start until next weekend, pro football. But I watched a lot of this yesterday, and it might also be because Tiger's actually playing in all four of them this time. But there seems to be a level of excitement
right.
that you never had before in the fall. So I got to give.
Although I will say this for last week's winner, Heath Slocum, for him to be able to go from 124th in the FedEx Cup standings, he was the second to last guy to make it. I mean, two slots lower than that at 126, he wouldn't have even made the FedEx Cup playoffs. He went from 124. He wins last week at the Barclays. This week he's third. I mean, that to me is just doesn't seem right. Go from 124 to third in 1 week? That's way too volatile for my taste.
Well, it's like we've said, they still have to tweak this thing, the scoring, to make it more of a quote-unquote playoff-type feel. But I don't know, maybe it's the venue. I really like the venue, even though the players didn't last week, and I like this venue,
that's
too.
A great point. I mean, do you notice how I mean, they're going out of their way to praise the TPC Boston track this week, I think for two reasons. A, they want to prove to the PGA Tour that last week's venue, it's almost like they want to just show that they can appreciate a venue. The other reason is I think they're trying to make sure that they don't return next year to Liberty National. I think.
Well, they're not. They're going to Ridgefield or Plainfield, one of those. They're not going to Liberty until like 3 years from now or something. But
it's the players are just like it's a breath of fresh air. It's a track that we like finally this week.
They do, and it is a beautiful track up there in Boston. But I think it's obviously a big part of it's Tiger playing in the thing and you know sort of being in the mix. And we'll see how it holds up as we really get into football. But you're right; they got to tweak. They still have to continue to tweak the scoring system, and I think, you know, in a couple of years they'll probably figure something out to get it right. But I will admit, I was believe me, I was one of these. This is a manufactured trying to make something out of nothing end of season thing by the PGA Tour. But I got to admit, I watched.
It's
a lot
close.
Of
it's getting close. It's better than it was in 07. 07, the inaugural year. Last year, they made some tweaks in 08. And Vijay, all he had to do was finish four rounds in Atlanta last year, and he won the FedEx Cup, and that obviously wasn't good either. So they made some more tweaks this year, but. You know, to have a guy at 124, I mean, two spots lower, and he's not even in the four playoff events, and for him to move up to third overall, from 124 to third with one win, that's not right. I mean, to me, anyone in the hundreds, you should at least have to win twice to get into the top 10.
Yeah,
not,
I think
not
that's
just
logical.
Once.
That's logical.
Now, take a look at this. This is amazing to me, and I think I want to ask you, Pat, why you think this is. Three of the top four players, Sean O'Hare and Jim Furyk, who are leading at 12 under, Retief Goosen, who was tied for third, just two shots back at minus 10. All three of these players were paired together for the first two rounds. Yesterday, the O'Hare, Furyk, Goosen threesome made 17 birdies and one eagle. And I think it's not just coincidence. I think that they, you know, a couple of these guys might have been playing good to start, and the other guy sees these guys making birdies, and he starts making birdies. To me, this is all about... basically, what I'm trying to say is, if Furyk, O'Hare, or Goosen, if one of these three guys had not been in this threesome and maybe paired with somebody else, I don't know if they would have been playing as well as all three guys together. There's something about chemistry, I think.
No, I think you're right. Unless you're playing with Tiger Woods, which seems to have the opposite effect. He plays good, you stink. For the most part, if you're a pro and you're playing with somebody else that's playing good, especially if you view, and most pros do, they view most of these guys as kind of equals, like, except for Tiger, I think most of these guys view anybody else on the tour like, hey, I'm in the same realm as this guy. So when that guy starts playing really good, Sean O'Hare, I think, even admitted this. He said, you know, in the beginning, I wasn't making much, and I saw these other two guys start to play, and I felt like, hey, maybe something clicks off in your mind or whatever, that you got to get a little bit more aggressive or you know, start shooting at pins or whatever. I do think there is something to that, Russ. I'm not saying it happens every time, but a lot of times you will see guys in the same group play pretty well together or play poorly together where
right. Well,
the concentration
yeah, exactly.
level just isn't there. You're waiting for a guy to hit shots if he's playing poorly, and then all of a sudden you start playing bad.
Right.
So I do think there is something to that.
Last thing before we break here, and that is yesterday we saw an albatross. John Sended made a double eagle on the par 5 second hole from 250 yards out. Now, this is a par 5. 250 yards out in the fairway with his second shot. What do you think he hit? You think maybe a wood
seven
or
iron.
A hybrid? Guy hit a 4-iron. A 4-iron from 250 yards. You'd think maybe three wood, 5-wood, hybrid. No, he hit a 4-iron, 250 yards out, and hold it for a double eagle albatross. Those are very rare birds.
And Cabrera had an eagle on that hole playing with Sennin, so
and
those two guys were 5-under between
one
them
hole.
On one hole.
Wow, and Scott Verplank eagled that hole as well earlier on in the day. So that's a rare, you know, the albatross, the 3-under par on one hole. You can only have it, well, I guess you can have an albatross on a par 4 if you hole out your tee shot. But usually it comes from a second shot on a par 5, so congrats to John Sendin on that. And Sean O'Hare, Jim Furyk go into today's third round with the lead, 12 under par, two shots ahead of Leishman and Goosen. And there is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.